何代も。
Morning, Trent.
Thank you.
rivet.
Thank you.
was said my old man's going to hospital next Monday.
Oh, it's next Monday, isn't it?
God put in a holiday for me, even though I haven't got any holiday, letting them know that I'm having a day off or whatever. This is a big issue to go up with. Because this is the big end, apparently.
I don't know, I'll check out Eric today. I know this year it's not going to be paid, so I don't know.
What's the weekend in this week?
Six. Yeah, six.
Yeah. Then the 13th, then the 20th.
They were down here, weren't they?
Christmas shop. And so many other people in the world.
Good to go. Oh. Thank you.
wandering around aimlessly.
Stu sounds like the typical male shopper.
Oh, I don't even like shopping really myself. One of these people, I go there, I see something I like, and I fuck about and go to different shops doing costs and stuff. And I get it, whereas apparently, she sees something in a jeweller's at the top of town, but then she has to walk all the way down to the bottom of the town, even though she's been there before. Then
she's the sort of girl that decides she doesn't like it
in that too, and she walks all the way up the top and down again to get it in there. That's if she gets it. Nine times out of ten, she doesn't.
Sounds as if she wants a good slag.
I've been in fucking grocery jewel art. Did you ever get one of those slags where you've been to so many shops during a day, but you're not really entirely sure which shop is where, and what shop you last saw that thing? Choose going and things like, oh, let's just go back to that shop, because that's not that in it. I'm going, standing in this jewellery's, it was well busy. We've been there, she's after stuff for me and for other people and that. And we stand there for ages. And this cunt, I'm sort of standing like this up against the counterweight of the stern. And she's fucking come back right and stood right on the bridge at the foot to her. So I thought, okay, it's a busy shop, I won't wear up on him. So I turned around, so he was there. So I sort of went in like that. And he didn't say anything, he just looked at me and fucking looked back down again. So I said, you gotta apologise then. Getting right fucking pissed off, because I said I've been to about 3 o'clock this day. I'm hangover and being dragged up and down town all fucking day. My idea of fun, you know. Right in a bad mood anyway. He said no. In a real fucking, why don't you try and make me cunt you sort of attitude. So I'm just about to fucking say something. I'm like, some fucking parents fucking pulling me out of the shop and everything. She said, what's the matter with you then? I said, well, that cunt just stood on my foot. She said, so? It doesn't mean you have to rap on him. I said, yeah, well, what about good manners then? Would have been right. No, it would have been a nightmare. Jewels are all these expensive slave places and shit all over the place. But if somebody treads on your toe in a busy shop, all right, you don't rear up on them for treading your toe. You rear up on them fucking not apologising.
Yeah.
And he sort of, I said, are you going to apologise then? He sort of said, sort of went, no. So I wouldn't fucking apologise to you, you piece of shit, and all this sort of stuff. Right, no,
yeah, man. Where you tell him to step out, so...
So, I mean, I was fucking thinking, right, let's go, sonny, you know, I was right pissed off by this time. And that, so I'm just about to step forward and fucking get close to him sort of thing and say something, and that is it, fucking carrying my back of the neck. Makes me look a right cunt dragging me out of shop. That was another thing I'd rear that back. The old assistants are going... going on sort of thing. I hate shopping. I had a massive hangover. I've been right pissed up the night before.
Yeah, on the old Friday. Did you go Sunday?
Hey?
Loads of shops were open Sunday, weren't
they?
We back onto Farmer Road, and we luckily we've got a row of trees all the back, along the back of the fence, right? And in the summer, when all the foliage and stuff is there, it makes quite a nice barrier for the noise and sound and stuff. But what we're trying to do is to stop them from, we're trying to make them spread out more. But the way to do that is crop them, don't you?
Yeah.
There's me and my mate up a ladder with chainsaws and that nearly all day yesterday. Good fun, actually. Give me a fucking chainsaw in my hand, I'm well away. They're not big trees or nothing, so I mean it was only like one of these small petrol power chainsaws. So basically you could do that with one hand sort of thing. Grab hold of it like that. And there was no really big branches running cutting the tops off. We did trim them a bit around the sides, they were quite big. You know,
what are those pine trees or something?
I don't know really. Oak, sycamore, they're all a mixture. A couple of honk trees, horse chestnut, sycamore, we're right mix, a couple of oak trees, but there in the corners we've got, because our fence is like that, my house is there, right, Farmer Road's down like that, and we've got a fence that goes like that, and we've got trees all around, and there we've got big oak trees, you know, starting to get quite big now, as they will, and the rest is all a mixture of horse chestnut and sycamore. A couple of times you had to rig ropes and stuff so that branches would pull off, but good fun. I love having a hand in a chainsaw. Well, we are one of these little ones. We did get a bigger one for the bigger stuff. And it cost us £15 to hire 2 chainsaws for the day.
Where's that?
That was it, a tool hire shop in North Camp. Yeah, it's alright. I mean, you pay for your own petrol and stuff.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's what they normally
do. Yes, wicked. Wicked man. Fucking
hell. Come on, guy. Shitty.
Yeah. Man. Not a hair over nothing.
No.
Self good. I've been as fucking sober as a judge since Friday night. Put me off, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I only go out keep drinking now once a week, so I seem to make the most of it. I can't remember anything I did Friday night again.
Apparently. Like a typical night out.
No, I don't know whether it's true or not. I don't know whether they're fucking putting them along. The trouble is, it sounds like the sort of thing I do when I do. It's, we parked in the Mark Stewart car park. Parked in the Mark Stewart car park, Guildford. And we're walking along, and you go down to the ground floor, and then there's like the first and second above, obviously. And you can get to the first floor, where it's like the first floor, even though it's called the first floor, it's just above the sort of street level.
Yeah.
But we just walked down into this bit, this dip, so I had to get underneath. And I said, "Where'd you park?" And he said, "Oh, the second floor, taking a piss." So apparently. He said Raisha. So I started off fucking. So he started off running through the thing, right? Because as he said Raisha, he went. So apparently I just climbed up the outside of the building. Apparently I just fucking climbed up 2 fucking flights of floors. You know, I can't remember anything about it though.
Thank you.
goes actually. It's one of the best roads in the
world. Is it?
This bloke standing behind her and this other bloke standing by the side of her holding their tits like that.
See, I can't remember if they're putting my plonk on or not. Because that is the sort of thing I do, but I can't remember anything about it.
What's your fucking name, Spider-Man?
I did have quite... Well, it's easy though, that's the thing. It's just like, it's just a multi-story car park. So it's quite easy. And you know you get strong when you piss, don't you? You like... I seem to do shit when I'm fucking pissed. I can't do when I'm sober. Which is why I probably think that they're not pulling me bonkers, because I've done that sort of thing in the past.
Hello, people fucking climbing on vines, swinging off the side of the building.
See, I never know whether they're fucking pulling me plonker or not, though. That's the real shit. Like I said, I can't remember doing it, but I wouldn't put it past myself, because I fucking get stupid. I don't get aggressive or anything, I just get stupid. You know, I do shit like that. I nick bus stop signs and fucking road signs and stuff. I just get stupid. That's if I get that pissed. I mean, we're talking fucking almost not knowing your own name sort of piss before I do shit like that. That's the thing, apparently I couldn't even walk straight, and yet there's me fucking climbing up the outside of a building. Which sounds about right. God knows I didn't kill myself. And the sheer of the whole thing was, it wasn't even on the second floor. It was on the ground floor, they were just pulling up bongers. Because I can't... But nine times out of ten, you went up the inside of it.
Just sat on the outside, looking down at it.
Well, see, from memory,
used to come out of the pub and say, "Yeah, I wonder if he's going to jump." I was expecting the uphill.
Well, from memory, right, you go down into like the ground floor, and the top of the bottom of this next floor is about that sort of height, but there is a wall up there sort of thing, which which you could probably get on. So what they said is I've got onto this wall, jumped across onto this other wall, shinned up the outside of this other wall, stood on top of the first floor's wall, and jumped up and caught hold of the top of the second floor's wall, and you reckon in about 15, 20 odd seconds I was up and over and in. No, they were fucking, you're going to fucking kill yourself, get down. I can't remember none of it. The only thing I can remember is running after the car.
Why, they all jumped hard in, didn't they?
Well, I don't know.
Intended to fuck off.
Yeah, probably. Me and this other matey that did the... I can remember him saying something about the old racer. I remember him, me and him running down ramps and stuff, trying to get back down to the ground floor. So, I don't know. Fucking.
Sounds as if they were having a
ball. Yeah, I just wish I could remember. Actually, sometimes I'm pretty glad I don't remember things like that. But you can see why I was in such a bad mood, sadly, because if I drunk that much Friday night, I'd imagine a sort of hangover, right?
Yeah.
We got up at about 9 o'clock as well. I've got to leave fucking cow in the other house at like 20 past 9 hours past getting get a bit of shopping done before the fucking immense crowds. I might have wasted my time, but we got in there at about 10 o'clock because the night here, right old guy. By fucking up past 10, it was well busy, it was so busy. Guildford is a nightmare on the Christmas day. So busy. Hey? Vegetable.
there.
What's black and those vegetables? Chris Eubank.
About 10 on it.
there's a fucking little kid, right, and it's basically his sister. They're running in and out within Marks and Spencer's, fucking looking for some underwear. So I'm fucking standing there trying to be calm and nonchalant like most blokes do in the fucking underwear department. I wasn't. And the next thing I know, I'm nearly fucking being bowled over. So the bags have been taken on that. Fucking look beyond it, and I think I thought I was tripping out. So those two of us sort of fucking brought the bags back to my fucking leg. And I've just caught this like ponytail running around another thing. So I thought, oh, fucking little kid, isn't it? So the next thing I know, there's another one fucking gone past me, like, and I've taken the bags, ripped one of the handles out of the plastic bags, and fucking run on again. And it was a girl that was going first this time. So I fucking looked to my left again, and sure enough, there was a little fucking brat boy coming again, deciding to fucking went, what, as he come out of the van, just like a little cunt flying. He sort of looked up at me, rubbed his eye like that, and fucking carried on running after his sister. I thought, he'd come round here again, because they're all fucking... I was just about to wind up, like, you know. Fucking. I think it was his mum. I got some old Billy game, a right old evil. I mean, like, I just ripped the airbags off, but right, as he come round, I saw him fucking swung the bags out. I was an evil mood Saturday, I tell you. It's amazing how many parents have a real argument. Because I was just fucking foul. And the trouble is, what makes it worse is you know that the only reason you've got a temper is because of anger. And you know that there isn't really anybody else to blame but yourself. So that makes you want to look for a scapegoat, doesn't it? What the kid was and what that fucking bloke was about. There's nothing worse than being in a foul temper and knowing that it's only you and you've got to blame for it. When you're in a temper, you want somebody to fucking vent it on. And obviously Karen knew this because she didn't even say anything to me. It was remotely... going to make me unhappy. It was really nice and sweet all day, and it was fucking making me even angrier. I hate going shopping with her. She wants to go next Saturday, I said, fuck that. Go on, I didn't actually say fuck that. She was like, no, I've got to go and get your present, so no. I'll go on the own shopping. What I thought I'd do, because I'm not going to be here, obviously. I thought it was quite a good idea to get her a present for each 12 days of Christmas sort of thing. Not an expensive one, just get her to 12 nice-ish presents. Give her through friends, family and stuff, arrange it, give her one each for each 12 days sort of thing. What might be quite a good idea, but
she'll think that's so romantic.
I know, it's good, isn't it? It's a fun. But, figured it out. I bought her a ghost video.
A what?
Ghost video.
Oh, yeah.
Bought her Penny Thomas tape she wanted. Bought her a little fucking cousin thing. I've still got another light to get. Oh, I've got some lights to push by. I was going to split that, use it as one of the days, but I can't really do it for so that's, well, I've only got 8 more things to get her, and I've already spent about fucking, I don't know, 60 quid on it.
Don't be left,
oh, I love that. No, I just wanted to kick the faith while I'm done like that. I think she'd think I was taking a piss if I did.
What?
I don't know, I'm pretty against that sort of thing. Not a marrying sort.
Anyway, Dutch girl comes up to you and fucking says, Stuart, will you fuck me, eh? I've been right up there.
Oh yeah, but I think a cat will
fucking ferret up.
think of Karen while I was doing it though.
Turn the pillow over to a page you like.
Yeah, it's true, Karen. I was fucking while you were away, but I was thinking of you while I was doing it.
That makes it all better, doesn't it?
I was thinking Karen would enjoy it in this position and I would decline.
Chalk in it and it stops it clogging up, but it doesn't really.
Is this the other one? I think the chair's got.